Competition goes much deeper than a you versus me paradigm. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Paul Gaffney, associate professor of philosophy at St. John's University, presents a philosophical interpretation of competition.
Competition permeates and organizes much of modern life, and thus it is worthwhile to explore what this means. How should we understand competition? One view focuses on its divisive character, its apparent zero-sum logic, and concludes that even in its best instances, competition represents something problematic. That is, it domesticates but never quite eliminates an essentially warlike instinct. A better understanding, however, sees competition as a constructive and irreducible type of human relationship. Competitors are neither friends nor enemies. They do not seek each other's good, nor do they seek each other's annihilation. Instead, they provide for one another an activity that promotes the pursuit of excellence with, and to some extent through, a resistant other. Competitive achievement is always a function of an opponent's excellence. Competition is sometimes contrasted with cooperation. But because it presupposes an acceptance of common rules and shared ideals, it should be understood rather as a species of cooperation, perhaps something of a complement to benevolence. Competitive sport, as an end in itself, serves as an exemplar for other arenas, such as law, economics, politics, and even academics. Far from being the basic problem of society, competition is an ideal that, where appropriate, we should maximally implement.
That was Paul Gaffney of St. John's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.